The First Letter of Peter, Chapter 5. Further Admonitions. I now address myself to those elders among you. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, hoping to share the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock which God has entrusted to you, guarding it, but not out of obligation, but willingly, for God's sake, not as one looking for a reward, but with a generous heart. Do not lord it over those in your care. Rather, be an example to your flock. Then, when the chief shepherd appears, you will be given a crown of unfading glory. In the same way, let the younger ones among you respect the authority of the elders. All of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives his grace to the humble. Bow down, then, before the power of God, so that he will raise you up at the appointed time. Place all your worries on him, since he takes care of you. Be sober and alert, because your enemy, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Stand your ground, firm in your faith, knowing that our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the world are confronting similar sufferings. God, the giver of all grace, has called you to share in Christ's eternal glory, and after you have suffered a little, he will bring you to perfection. He will confirm, strengthen, and establish you forever. Glory be to him forever and ever. Amen. I have had these few lines of encouragement written to you by Silvanus, our brother, whom I know to be trustworthy. For I wanted to remind you of the kindness of God, really present in all this. Hold on to it. Greetings from the community in Babylon gathered by God, and from my son, Mark. Greet one another with a friendly embrace. Peace to you all who are in Christ.